accepted UN Security Council resolutions 242 and 338, recognized Israel's right to exist in peace and security, and renounced terrorism. As a result, the United States is prepared for a substantive dialogue with PLO representatives. I am designating our ambassador to Tunisia as the only authorized channel for that dialogue. The objective of the United States remains, as always, a comprehensive peace in the Middle East. In that light, I view this development as one more step toward the beginning of direct negotiations between the parties, which alone can lead to such a peace. Nothing here may be taken to imply an acceptance or recognition by the United States of an independent Palestinian state. The position of the U.S. is that the status of the West Bank and Gaza cannot be determined by unilateral acts of either side, but only through a process of negotiations. The United States does not recognize the declaration of an independent Palestinian state. It is also important to emphasize that the United States' commitment to the security of Israel remains unflinching.
Mr. Secretary, what was it today that changed your mind?
I didn't change my mind. They changed their... They made their statement clear so that it doesn't have the ambiguities in it that earlier statements had, which tended to allow various people to give different interpretations of what was meant.
What was different about it today?
It was clear. It was not encumbered.
Mr. Secretary, what about the PLO's record, which only 2 weeks ago you described as a terrorism record? You called Arafat an accomplice or an accessory to terrorism. You denied him a visa. Are you expunging the PLO record and saying, let bygones be bygones?
No, when we have our dialogue, you can be sure that the first item of business on our agenda in that dialogue will be the subject of terrorism. And we'll make it clear that our position about the importance of the renunciation of terrorism is central.
Well, what's in the dialogue?
Secretary of State George Shultz live at the State Department with an announcement that certainly will be tomorrow's headline. That is that the United States now will begin an official dialogue with the Palestine Liberation Organization.